The Renaissance Festival Podcast, Magical Creatures Show.
Today's show is specially brought to you by Sandra Howard. Sandra has been involved with Renaissance Fairs since 1969 and has been on the cast at the Bristol Renaissance Fair for 8 years.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, a man who is always away on a mission for Merlin and is shrouded in mystery, Joe Hiddu, the gatekeeper between the worlds, an expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And I'm Joe Hadu.
And we hope you all survived from your international talk like a pirate day. And are now in the magical world of magical creatures for another enchanted show of the Renaissance Festival Podcast. And that first song you did here is The Enchantment of the Fairies by Cantiga from Once Upon a Time. So how's it going, Joe?
It's going well. It's still ridiculously hot out here. For some odd reason, the desert just stays warm.
And dry.
Yes, that too.
So have you seen any magical creatures?
Not your standard ones, but I think there was a djinn out here the other day.
Ah, cool. Yeah, I've seen a couple gnomes hanging around, bringing in the harvest already here, so they're hard at work harvesting. So, How about we keep celebrating this magical creature show with the next song?
That sounds like a plan to me. Coming up, we have 8 and 40 Fairies, 8 and 40 Sisters by Darcy Nair from I Feel My Heart Fly Away. Thank you.
A dragon returned to our village today. We asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's talked to our king, and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn, and no crops will he steal. But there's just one catch. We dislike it a bunch. On his birthday, he always gets virgins for lunch. Well, we've no other choice, so the deer we'll respect. But we can't help but wonder and pause to reflect. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter, more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Well, we'd like to behead him, and many have tried, but no one can get through his thick, scaly hide. So we hope that someday some brave knight will drop by, for we can't wait around till he's too fat to fly. Now the king has sworn to him his birthday treat. When he visits, he'll always have virgins to eat. But I can't help but wonder, do you think he could tell if less virtuous women were served up as well?
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter, more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Now he has such good taste in his women for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure. But his notion of dining, it makes us all flinch, for his favorite entree is barbecued wench. But we found a solution, it works out so neat, if he insists on nothing but virgins to eat. No more will our number ever grow small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all.
Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter, more juicy or what? Do you savor them slowly, gulp them down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than those who are not?
Should return. as a lover might, and longer stay with me. The open sky and budding field, fair Eden does he roam, to run the free and verdant land he travels far from home.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there are more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around and play while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There are green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now the Lord seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. He says, "Stand back, I'm gonna make it rain." He says, "Hey, brother Noah, I tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and bring some of those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn." Now Noah was there to answer the call. He finished building the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, your humpty-back camels and your chimpanzees, your cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn." Now Noah looked out through the driving rain. Those unicorns were laughing and playing silly games. They're running and playing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. They're green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah said, "Close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and I just can't wait for no unicorn." The ark rose up and drifted with the tide, and the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. That's why you'll never see a unicorn to this very day. It's okay, Mark, really, it is. It's
unicorn.
It's okay, Mark, really.
Why didn't you say that?
Well, because you might think this is the ending to the song.
It's not.
But I'd have to tell your friends that in fact you'd be wrong.
Really?
You see, unicorns are magical. So when the rain started pouring, they grew themselves some wings and they took to soaring. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. But if you're looking for the unicorn, don't be forlorn. The second star on the right and straight on until morn.
And that last song you heard was the Unicorn Song by the Broggy Noggian Bards from Songs of Ireland.
And before that, we had a related song, Hunting the Unicorn, by Fugly from the Less Than Authorized Bootleg Edition.
And before that, The Dragon and the Virgin by In Our Cups from Foolish Pleasures.
And before that, we had Slow Air, Fairy's Lament, by The Rogues, from Scottish Rogues.
And before that, Kings of the Fairy, by Needfire, from Wattles of the Sea.
And I have to say, I'm a little disappointed that I'm going to miss out on most of the Northeast fair season again this year. But it looks like
Boo.
It's going to... I know, it looks like there's going to be some great acts going around. I was really hoping to go and get a chance to see Twig the Fairy at some point this year, and I just haven't been able to do that yet. For obvious reasons.
I'll make you feel better. I've already met her twice this season.
That makes me feel so much better. Well, you can tell her that I'm out here in the desert building her a sand castle, should she ever want to visit.
Alrighty. I'll let her know in a couple weeks when I return to see her.
Yes, we will set up a far, far east Renaissance fair.
There, you can be the king of that castle. yes. Starting Renaissance festivals all over the world.
Yeah, I don't know that go over too well out here.
Well, at least you could try. But I don't know if extra layers would be helpful, especially for all those noble women in 30-pound velvet dresses.
Yeah, you know, somehow I don't think that they would let you wear that over your body armor out here. They'd hand a frown on that.
Yeah. Well, you could try.
I could indeed. All right, let's get back to some more music here. What do we have next?
Judge a moth by its beauty and of its candle. That
Planxity Pixie Tree, maybe? I don't know.
Planxity Pixie Tree by Kada from Planxity of Pan. And we think that's how it's pronounced, but we're not sure.
We should make Matt fix that one when he goes to mix this.
Oh, yes. Hey, Matt, guess what you get to do. If any of the last two shows have incorrect pronunciations, that would be a good time to check, because we know you're adding the music to this and listening to this at the same time, probably laughing, even though you don't want to touch any shows with a 10-foot pole ever. We love you, Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Love you, too. Okay, so the song is called Judge a Moth by the Beauty of Its Candle, Planxty Pixie Tree Leaf by Cade from Planxty's for Pan. Thank you.
within a glen, all around, sound on the ground, footsteps fall of little men. Now look wise in my eyes, tell me what you say. To right, by fate, you belong to me. Your wit slipped a bit, words have gone too far, now it's true, bet I'll turn you straight into the ass you are. By what right on this night do I make my claim? Mortal fool, know you that Puck is my name. Fairies dance in a frenzied ring, elves play pipes and the goblins sing. A midsummer night's dream. Into fairyland, a warm drop from the top, and we all will see as it cools what fools these mortals can be. Fairies dance in a frenzied ring, elves play pipes and the goblins sing. Robin Goodfellow will take his queen once upon a midsummer night's dream.
Must carry on to our magical world. father's on the hill and your mother is asleep. Come up above the crags and we'll dance a Highland reel around the fairy thorn on the steep. At Anna Grace's door, two stops the maidens cried, three merry maidens fair in the kirtles of the green.
That was Giant by Ravens from Rise with the Moon.
And before that, The Fairy Thorn by Friggin Folly from Fog and Fire.
And before that, we had The Fairy Wives Reel by The Reelies from Myth and Memory.
And before that, Magical World by Blackmore's Night from The Shadows of the Moon.
And before that, we had Midsummer by Heather Alexander from Midsummer.
Alrighty. It's the end of the Magical Creature Show.
Yeah.
We should make longer shows, don't you think? I mean, the Bristol show is nearly 3 hours long. Maybe we can get Matt to add more songs to it.
Well, I suppose you could come in and add a song or two there. I mean...
Well, I think 15 songs is quite big.
Yeah.
Shaking his head going, no, we don't want to do another 3 hour show.
Yeah, those things can get a bit long to mix down when you get up to that point.
Yes, indeed. Well, you guys will just have to suffer with those 15 songs.
And our hosting.
Magical Creatures show. Yes. And hopefully we said everything correct, and Matt won't appear magically in this show, like he often does.
Is Matt a magic creature?
Very powerful magic. You know, I don't know. He could be. I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, I know I've been mistaken for a troll on numerous occasions, but that I'm not sure that counts.
I don't know. I don't know if Matt would ever reveal if, in fact, he was a magical creature or not. I know he's a prince. He has a crown.
That's true.
But I don't know if he's a magical creature.
And I'm not telling.
But he sure dances like a magical creature. I just watched one of his dance videos.
Thanks, Tony.
Well, yeah.
I should post that, actually.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
If you want to see Matt dancing, check out our Facebook page pretty soon. But you'll probably see it before this show is mentioned.
Hey, everybody's got a talent.
Yes. Actually, he dances quite well. It was quite surprising. He's a very, very good dancer. He can dance well, and he can sing well. Some unknown facts that you didn't know about Matt. And now that this is the Matt show.
Yeah.
Without Matt.
Tune in next time for more unknown facts that you didn't know.
Facts about Matt. Oh, man. Yes.
All right.
The reason Matt hasn't been on the show is he's been busy working at Renaissance festivals and a Halloween attraction. I'm sure he'll have stories, probably, sometime next month.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't heard from Kristen or Mark in a while either, so we don't even know where those two are.
Well, I keep seeing Mark.
I am so leaving all of this
posting
in.
On his Facebook page, and I see him doing videos and other Renaissance stuff. I think he's doing Guns and Drums.
Yes, he's got a new CD he's working on. Yep. Brand new CD. Wow, we're just plugging everything today, making this show really go long so Matt has something to laugh at.
Well,
and all of you fans out there who are actually listening to this, remember, this is unscripted.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, you know, as much as I love Talk Like a Pirate Day, it would have been very, very hard to ramble on for this long talking like a pirate. I think we would need a lot more practice to pull that off, but... Normal talking, we can just...
I think we need to...
Yeah, ramble forever.
I think we actually need real pirates on the pirate show to talk like a pirate or ramble like a pirate.
That would be
maybe
fantastic.
Something to look forward to next year.
Calling all real
pirates.
Please submit your resume to the Renaissance Fair podcast.
There you go. And perhaps next year it will happen. We'll just let the show be taken over by a bunch of pirates instead.
Fair enough. And if we ever need to drive them,
maybe
out,
I'll put that
ninjas.
In. Ooh, monkey ninjas, led by Jane the Fool.
Actually, surprisingly, I think one of them would qualify the monkey ninja.
Ooh, that would be good.
All right.
Well, maybe I'll put that part into the pirate show.
Perhaps.
So we don't confuse our listening audience. Or maybe we should just leave them confused.
Well, at least that way we're not the only ones confused.
Oh, true. Very, very true. So I'm sure Matt is like, when are they going to wrap up the show?
Yeah, I think we probably should.
So maybe
should.
We should wrap up the show.
All right. Well, playing us out, we have Dance of the Green Man, traditional, by Volgamut from Danza.
Thank you. The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Matt Letter, Tony Artem, and Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed the music you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, tell your friends about the great music you found, and we will see you at the fair. Sláinte.